For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are about to listen to a Beyond the Wheel mini-pod.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another mini-pod. Today, I'm talking about staying fit while traveling. So let's face it, staying fit while traveling can be a challenge because, well, there are just too many good restaurants, cafes, and bakeries to try while driving across the country. So in this mini-pod, I'm going to share some of the things that my wife and I do to stay fit while trying all this good cooking. I'll start with Sabrina because she's really good about staying fit and keeping a routine even while traveling. And it shows. When people meet Sabrina for the first time, they usually ask what sport does she play or if she runs track, which she doesn't do either of them. Instead, what she does is workout programs that she downloads onto her iPad and then she carries a small amount of workout equipment like stretch bands and a step. I would say the stretch bands are one of the best things an RVer can have because they take up so little bit of space and they almost weigh nothing, but still provide resistance for weight training. Think of very powerful bungee cords that you place under your foot and then have a handle for like a grip. And then what you're able to do is grab that handle and perform movements like curling or upward rows. Sabrina really enjoys doing these workouts outside of the RV, at a campsite, sometimes in like a community center, which I know is not for everyone. You know, it's kind of out of some people's comfort zones. I know for myself, I'm not a fan of having people watch me work out. Sabrina has become very used to it over time, and it doesn't seem to bother her at all. I actually have a quote, though, from Arnold Schwarzenegger that I like. When someone told him that they were too embarrassed to work out, his response was, "Are you kidding me? Because you are embarrassed is the reason you should be working out." I've always found that funny, and it's probably actually true. Sabrina also has used gym memberships like Orange Theory, which allows you to visit any of their locations across the United States. But that membership, I feel, is a bit expensive, and I would recommend Planet Fitness. It's a membership that I used to have and found their pricing much more reasonable, and I also believe they have more locations. Side benefit to these gym locations is that you can use the showers. So if you're trying to conserve water in your RV, the gym is a great way to get a long hot shower and not use any of your own resources like water or the propane to heat that water. So going to the gym and jumping around outside of your RV may still not be for everyone. And like I said, even me. So best ways that I have found to stay active while traveling is hiking and biking. And that really just depends on the area we are in. I don't like biking in the street. I'll only ride if I can find a nearby trail or path. Or if we're out at like BLM land, I'll take my bike for a ride out there because it does have a fat tire and it's pretty good on all terrains. Some people will argue that because my bike is an electric assist that I'm not working out, but that is completely untrue. The way that the electric assist works is on flat paved trail, you'll burn a similar amount of calories on an e-bike as you would on a regular bike. The difference is the distance. You're going to cover much more ground on the e-bike than you would on a regular bike within that allotted time. I find that the best setting for my e-bike is on low. This gives me the longest range possible, and it's also the slowest speed, so it lets me enjoy the scenery around me. The other advantage to my e-bike is that it does fold and pack up in the back of my car, so I can bring it anywhere. We don't need to be camped near a trail or path. I find hiking is very easy to get started with as well, especially if you're hiking in designated areas of state parks. All you really need is a decent pair of shoes and a bottle of water. I recommend definitely bringing a bottle of water at all times, no matter what you think if you need it or not. And what I also like about hiking is that Belle, our small dog, can come along with me. although she does slow me down quite a bit because she would rather smell than walk. But it is nice to have a companion. Another third activity that I do is that I always have a basketball with me. And sometimes a campground will have a net and sometimes they don't. I would say it's about 50-50. Most of the KOAs, I think probably just about every KOA has had a net, but some of the private campgrounds have not. But I have my basketball at all times and I'm prepared just in case. Now, I think our best advice for staying fit while on the road is probably food and portion control. It's easy to want to try everything and say, well, it's okay because I'm on vacation. But if you travel as much as Sabrina and I do, where we're in the RV more than we're at home, it's easy to let that vacation mindset overrun good eating habits. So when we're out and I want to try an ice cream parlor, I order a small cup instead of a large. Honestly, when it comes to ice cream, even 6 scoops is not enough for me. You could say that I have an ice cream problem. So it can be tough to refrain from going all out, but I like to think by eating smaller portions of one thing, it lets me try more variety of other options. Also, we try to make most of our meals in the RV and only eat out at a restaurant that really catches our eye or seems to be special or local to the area. We're not eating at McDonald's or really any other type of chain restaurant. You'd be surprised how much that cuts down on choices of where to eat when you cut out every franchise. Well, those are my tips for staying fit on the road, and I would love to hear from you about any other suggestions that you may have. So let me know down in the comments of this episode. These comments, you know, won't only just help me, but other listeners as well. So take care and safe travels.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.